I still remember that look in his eyes when he snapped, when he saw mine go wide and stare at him with genuine fear. We'd talked about it and discussed what we wanted. We'd even agreed on a safe word and a signal in case I couldn't speak. I could see he thought I might say it, but I never came close. Not even once. Silent as the grave. Or I would have been if I wasn't sobbing and whimpering as he took hold of my throat and pushed me against the wall. The thud as I landed seemed to shock him. But as I grabbed at his wrist, he let out a chuckle. "Scary, isn't it?" he murmured. When you get into something you can't handle. All I could do was gape, wide-eyed and dumb, as he tears at my shirt, exposing my breasts. He gropes each one in turn, roughly sinking his fingers in, before slapping my chest hard. I cry out and struggle to draw breath as he looks at me. Stood there in his grip. A tear rolls down my cheek and onto his forearm. His eyes seem to be saying, "In any other situation, I would hold you and make you feel good again. But right now I want you to suffer." Fuck, that thrills me. As he loosens his grip a little and moves his hand quickly, I flinch, instinctually bringing my hands up to my face. I was sure he would hit me. "Pathetic," he spits. "You always were pathetic." "I'm not going to hit you. Not if you do exactly as I tell you. Now be a good little whore and get on your fucking knees." I obey immediately. Bruising myself in my rush to fall. The first wave of real pain. I'm sure it won't be the last today. He wastes no time taking a fistful of my hair as his other hand works his zipper down. I know what's coming. I shake my head, eyes glistening, pleading. His hard cock springs from his zipper. And he pushes it hard to my lips as I turn my head to the side. His grip on my hair tightens, twisting painfully. "Open your fucking mouth. Don't make me say it again." He parts his lips slightly, almost ready to repeat himself before I let my mouth fall open. He can't stop the smirk from spreading across his face. We both feel his power as he pushes his thick, throbbing cock roughly in my mouth. My whole body starts to shake. "That's a good whore. Smarter than you look, too. Although I can't say that means much." Fuck. I wasn't expecting that. My cheeks burn as my stomach tightens at the insult. But I say nothing. With a tight grip on my hair, he forces his cock between my lips and lodges it in my throat. I choke, panic slightly at the loss of breath. I can't help it. My reflexes kick in and I feel my hands pressing against his thighs, desperate to push him away so I can breathe. His hand is relentless though, and his cock remains in the back of my throat. My useless hands fall to my sides as drool floods my mouth. Maybe he can feel it too, as he starts thrusting hard into my drool-filled mouth, grunting heavily. Time stops until I begin to cough and splutter, forcing him from my throat and covering my chin and bare tits in a flood of thick drool. Tears are streaming from my eyes too as I look up at him, towering over me as he laughs. He scoops up some drool and smears it across my face, matting my hair to my forehead. Look at you. What a fucking mess. He is chuckling, mocking me, as he pulls me to my feet and looks me up and down. I'm ruined. Body shaking, voice cracking. I put my hands over my tits, desperately trying to conceal myself. Please stop. Please. He shakes his head and just smirks. I try to back away to meet the wall, but it's colluding with him. My fear seems to excite him. The air thick with his power. I try to sidestep him, anything to get away, move to one side to pass him. But I'm clumsy and useless and land hard on the floor with a thud. You really should look where you're going if you plan to run. It's kind of difficult to miss a fucking coffee table, though. His laughter travels through me, more painful than any blow, as he pulls me to my knees, forcing me over the table that has thwarted my escape. I whimper, my face pressed against the cold glass. Suddenly, out of nowhere, my ass blazes with pain. The strike rings in my ears, skin aflame. Then again on the opposite side. It feels harder than ever before. I can't help crying, sobbing. The kind where you can barely breathe through the heaving tears. Maybe he will take mercy on me. He grabs a handful of my hair and pulls me to my feet, pressing me up against him. Stop fucking crying. Do you know how pathetic you look? Begging me, pleading with me. You know that won't stop what I'm going to do to you. He snarls, pouring the words like thick venom into my ear as my body shudders against his. He puts his hand to my throat, pinning me in place, while the other hand gropes my tits and pulls at my nipples. So hard, he chuckles, betrayed by your own body. He bends me forward again, pushing me against the cold glass of the coffee table. He's like an utterly different person. I feel his disdain. He no longer cares what I want. I am his fuck toy, existing only for his pleasure. He holds the back of my neck, and I feel his throbbing cock push hard against me. I'm jolted forwards, hips pinned to the table, as he lets out a groan. Oh, his fat cock feels so good stretching me out. My pussy is clenching and gripping as he thrusts into me, pounds me as deep as possible, seeming to get harder with every plunge. It hurts like fuck. I'm primal, trying to push him away, and my nails catch the skin of his thighs as he lets out a hiss of pain. His hand grabs my wrist, and I feel my arm pulled behind me, pinning it roughly into the small of my back. His thigh is bleeding. Look what you did, he hisses, smearing his free hand into the blood before pressing it on my face. I sob and struggle as he marks me with his blood. Then he takes hold of me, grabbing my hair and tightening his grip on my forearm. No mercy now. He is like an animal, gripping painfully as he splits me open with his throbbing cock. Please, I cry. Stop, I beg. He is unfazed by my tears. Using my safe word never even occurs to me. Through the pain and the sniffles, I have never been more turned on. His deep, hard thrusts shove me forward, fingers bruising hips as I crash against the hard table, suddenly overtaken by a powerful orgasm that seems to go on forever, suspending time. Fuck. My eyes roll back as I come round from my climax, face pressed in a pool of drool. Holy fuck! What a dumb whore. You're not supposed to be enjoying this. I am spent, exhausted from my shuddering orgasm. But he pulls me up, arms wrapped around, making me suddenly feel so safe despite his brutality. Then, another hard slap, striking the burning skin on my ass as I howl in pain. His cock looks angry, ready to erupt, as he pushes me away and growls, "Turn around." I try to respond instantly, but my brain is slow. As I turn to face him, he grabs my hair with both hands, forcing my face down between his legs. He pushes his granite cock between my lips and then grabs hold of it, jerking himself off into my mouth as the other twists in my hair, thwarting any attempts to pull back. He forces it down my throat, stretching and filling and choking me hard as I gag and splutter. "That's it, slut. Make yourself useful." All I can do is try not to choke as his hips buck and his whole body tightens as he comes inside me, his thick, sweet cum coating the insides of my throat as he unloads. My throat is convulsing on his cock, moans resonating through his body. He groans hard as I drain the last few drops of his orgasm into my mouth. Fuck. As I swallow hard and catch my breath, he pulls me up, grabbing me by the throat. I can't help but smile. I feel the grin growing as my breath returns to normal. For some reason, I bite my lip, tuck my sweaty hair behind my ear and say, "Thank you. That was just what I hoped for." I catch sight of myself in the mirror over the fireplace. I am a mess. Hair matted to my face with drool and cum. Blood smeared across my lips, eyes bloodshot and puffy. "You look incredible," he says. "Each mark and bruise a sign, proof of just how much you're willing to endure to please me. You've never looked better." He picks up a nearby cloth, wiping away my tears and cleaning me up a bit. His hand is against my cheek as we smile deep into each other's eyes. He pulls me closer, wraps me in his arms, and I press myself against him, rewarded with a kiss, deep and hard. Today was a first for both of us. I so hope it won't be the last.